maintenance. That's my spiel.
Alex has a question for you.
Since you're up there, I want to ask you a question. So could you tell us under what justification or concern that those plans were recommended to be destroyed?
Of course. Of course. Those aircraft have been out there for almost 25 years. How long do you maintain an aircraft for 20, you know, how many years do you keep it? Are they going to sell any more of them? They actually did sell 10. But they reached a point where they simply indicated, look, there's no reason, nobody wants another C-123. Now, I actually called Hill Air Force Base and got their statement. Here's their statement. The aircraft were demilitarized in exactly the same manner that other aircraft are processed at AMARC. The 2009 sampling indicated that the aircraft were not hazardous could be processed in the same manner as any other aircraft. They simply had been there for 25 years. The additional requirement imposed during the demil operation was that the smelting of the aircraft be documented just to guard against the Air Force having any perceived threat, legal or environmental, that anyone might have, and not a real threat or regulatory concern. So the demil process that the aircraft went through was standard. Just exactly what you would expect after 25 years. How many more years should we have kept them? And for what purpose? Once the analysis came back and Hill Air Force Base was satisfied with the analysis of those aircraft, using the standards that were available at the time, AIGH, for example, they felt that there was no reason to maintain those aircraft. Now, it was not that easy just to get rid of them, of course, because by now we're in the middle of the dioxin Agent Orange controversy. And there was no question about it. And they called me, and I was a professor at the University of Oklahoma. And they said, Professor, what do you think? And I said, look, there's absolutely no justification. You've provided the evidence. There's no justification to continue holding those aircraft. And I said, if you continue holding those aircraft, someone's going to say something about dioxin contamination. You'll never be able to sell them. You'll never be able to get rid of them. And sooner or later, you're going to have to say, what shall we do with them? And they made the decision based on those 2009 analyses. Let's do it. Let's get it done. The Navy actually paid the Navy to do the destruction of the aircraft. And it took just a few days. Didn't take long. They brought the big equipment in, and it was done. But that was why they didn't continue to have those aircraft. Those aircraft had a stigma. It had already been published on. And who do you believe? Well, do you believe the media? Do you believe veterans? Who do you believe? And that's what it came down to. And Hill said, we'll do the sampling. And when they were complete with the sampling, they were satisfied. And they made the decision to go forth. Thank you very much.
I think we have a couple more questions.
I just want to, I remember reading in one of the reports when they were talking about the saturation vapor, what was used was the acid, and there was a statement that we should have been using the esters. I hear you correctly, you're telling me what's really present is the esters.
That's correct.
Is the acid.
That's correct.
So the acid is the correct one to use then?
That is correct.
Okay.
That's what you use.
Right,
those analyses were done not on the butyl ester. They were
in the model, the acids were used in the Lurker paper, and one of the complaints was that you should have used the ester, which has a higher vapor pressure. So the acid was the correct one to use.
Okay.